Hi, I'm Julie Dobbs. I'm back here with Brent Leisure, and he's a park ranger for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Brent, what are some of the main park ranger responsibilities that you have?
Well, Julie, to demonstrate some of the various duties and responsibilities of park rangers, I've brought several caps. And the reason that I did that is because really park rangers wear many hats and various responsibilities. The first one of which is just something that we would typically wear on an average day, and one of the duties and responsibilities of a park ranger is maintenance and care of all the facilities and the repair of those facilities. And some of those projects can be fairly complex and require skills in carpentry, electrical, and plumbing. Also, we visit and interact with the public every day, and providing interpretive programs is something very, very important. It's a very important facet of what we do, and we refer to that as interpretation. And what we're trying to do is let people know what some of the important issues are at the park, some of the things to enhance their awareness and really affect their values and what they think of the environment. Another aspect of the position is law enforcement. This is a cap that we would wear in our law enforcement duties, and that's enforcement of the Parks and Wildlife Code and some of these hunting and fishing regulations and motor safety, as well as some of the state park rules and regulations that are really geared to protect and our environment. And that's some of the activities that we do. The reason I brought this cap is because, just to show some diversity in the types of positions as park rangers across the state. Of course, with over 130 state parks across the state, they're all very different and very unique, and some of the positions are tailored to match that uniqueness. And for example, here with the Battleship Texas, we'll have park rangers that are actually stationed on this ship and not only provide interpretation, but they provide many duties that are very similar to what a sailor might have when that ship was commissioned. In addition to this, we also have very unique locations like the Texas State Railroad, when these park rangers will be working on the train itself or on the tracks, and so it's very unique and working depending on what part of the state and what site you're assigned to. Working in public hunts, we provide public hunting activities in many of our state parks, and park rangers administer those hunts, ensure the safety of the hunters, and taking them to and from stands and orient them with the park and some of the resources that they might encounter. Also, this is a Texas Wildlife Expo cap, and our park rangers, along with many of the other Parks and Wildlife employees, work hard to produce special events and activities across the state. And so we'll do that not only on a statewide basis, but at individual sites. And of course, in our maintenance and repair responsibilities, oftentimes our staff is required to wear hard hats, and this is just to represent some of the construction activities that park rangers do. And we're not necessarily out trapping bears like some people might think of as a park ranger would do.
Right.
We wear many different hats and serve many different functions.
Interesting. Okay, I found that interesting about the public hunts. How exactly does a public hunt work?
Well, public hunts are, not all of our sites have public hunts, but now we're getting into the hunting season, and the public will have the opportunity to be drawn to participate in a hunt. I have worked at six state parks across the state, including Lake Somerville, which is where I had was involved heavily with our public hunts, and we had several hunts across the state where these hunters would more or less a park ranger would act as a guide and take them out into their hunting locations, whether they're hunting by compartment or by a stand, and so we'd work closely with them on that.
Sounds like fun. Okay, and you say you work closely with the visitors. Have you had any stories with any of them being lost or hurt on the
park?
Well,
we have many. Over an 18-year career, I can think of many different instances where we've had to provide search and rescue services, or in some cases, recovery, where things didn't work out well for a visitor. That some of our areas are very remote, and those experiences can be dangerous. And so we, as one of the things that we do when people come to the park, we orient them and let them know what some of the resources are and some of the dangers that they might encounter there.
Yeah.
And so the role of a park ranger in that regard is very serious. And of course, we want the public to come and experience the out of doors in a safe manner. And
yeah,
so certainly we're going to do all that we can to make to ensure that safety.
That's good. Okay, well, thank you, Brent. It sounds like you have a fun and exciting job.
We do, and I encourage anybody that's interested in the outdoors and natural and cultural resources to pursue this career.
Okay, well, thank you. Let's go back to Tamika for a look at endangered species biologists.